think about the loved person, we think about the neutral person, we frame it this way, or the difficult person. And we go kind of sequentially through those different kinds of recipients of our loving kindness. And this is one particular framing. But there's also a possibility not to sort of choose who we submit to based on our feelings towards them, but perhaps based on how they feel, perhaps based on whether they're happy or sad, whether they're doing good in this world or somehow have lost their way, that kind of thing. And to make it very simple, I thought we could start with a person, again, who's easy to develop loving kindness towards, and then maybe a person who's particularly happy or doing well or we want to celebrate with. So, and just to notice how and if the metta changes in its quality, in its effective tone. In a way, it might morph into something more like mudita, or it might just feel like metta to someone who's doing well, who's happy, who's safe. And then if we feel ready, if it feels natural or healing or appropriate for you, we could try sending metta to a person who is sad or suffering or even undergoing a lot of grief, whatever it might be. Because, of course, there are many stories of people this way in the world, in the news, and we may know someone closer to home as well. One of my closest Indian friends, I would consider her a sister, I just found has passed away. She was only 48. And I was so close to that family, still am, even from a distance. And I know just what a terrible loss that will be for them all. And so they come to mind as people who are going through a hard time that I want to share love and kindness with today. So, yeah, already holding them in my heart. And I will see how that goes. So please, as usual, don't choose anyone that's really difficult or that's really suffering, heavy trauma or anything that might trigger similar feelings of overwhelming you. Just someone who's maybe going through some suffering that you find you can have the capacity to hold in your heart. Okay? And that's if it feels right for you when we get to that place. But before we begin, we could have a little bit more tea, if you have tea, and perhaps just consider who you may choose for the first person, which will be the friend or the loved person or a person you're grateful towards, someone easy to send metta to. So this is your number one go-to person who there's really nothing too complex with. Okay? I often say they're the kind of people who bring a smile to your heart and your face just by thinking of them. So see if there's anyone like this for you. And then we can close our eyes and find a really comfortable position for our bodies. Sometimes that's easier with our eyes closed. Because we tend to sometimes sit in a way that's a little bit rushed, without enough care and attention to our limbs and how they are asking to be placed. And one of the most important things is giving your body, your limbs, enough space, so that you feel you're really inhabiting the space around you, under you, maybe behind you if you're leaning on a chair or a sofa. Placing your hands in a way that opens up your shoulders. Allows your back to be free to find its alignment. And invites your body to relax. The And when you can feel that support of the ground and the strength of your skeletal system holding you steady, just imagine the skin, the flesh, the organs relaxing around that, yielding to gravity and releasing any tension that you're perhaps subconsciously still holding. Just invite your body to relax. You don't have to do the relaxation. And maybe take, or allow yourself to take, a few deep, relaxing breaths. Relaxing more deeply on the out-breath. Releasing tension from the muscles in your face, around your eyes, jaw, shoulders. Imagining that tension flowing out through your fingertips. And then relaxing through the torso, feeling sensations in your chest, your ribs, perhaps noticing the rib cage expanding and contracting with your breathing. Your belly rising and falling, allowing the organs to become soft. The belly to be soft, relaxed, at ease. And spreading your awareness through your back from the top of the back, behind the shoulders, allowing any tension again to start seeping downwards, flowing down your back, the lower back, the buttocks, and out through the ground, allowing the earth, the ground beneath you, to receive your body, the weight of the body, and any tension you've been holding. Imagine it just seeping through into the ground, into your chair. And down through your legs. Allowing those big muscles in your thighs to loosen and relax. Feeling the lower legs, the knees and the shins, the calves. Right down to your ankles, supported by the ground. If you're sitting on a chair, the feet firmly placed beneath you. Notice if they're in the right position so that any tension from your knees can be released. Sometimes just moving them slightly forward, slightly in front of your knees, can help with this. Allowing the thighs to relax outward. Sometimes on a chair we hold our thighs too closely together. And allowing any tension to drain out through your feet, through your toes. Noticing how your body feels as a whole. from the top of your head to the tips of the toes. Including everything in your field of awareness and being kind to it. Picking up on any feelings, sensations that are pleasant, light, soft, warm. And just staying with those pleasant or easeful, maybe just neutral feelings. Just hanging out there for a while to further allow the mind to relax, to know that it's safe in your company. And now connecting to your good intentions to share loving kindness. You wish that others be safe, happy and at ease. And if it's comfortable for you to do so, bringing your awareness to the area around the chest, can be hovering just lightly around that area or just beyond, just in front. Or you can stay with a general sense of the body and any pleasantness you feel, any ease at all. And bring to mind the loved person, the person who's easy to develop feelings of loving kindness towards, as if they were sitting right here with you and you could feel the warmth from your heart to theirs. Maybe they're looking at you with kindness. Maybe you feel unjudged, safe. And you're regarding them too as a friend, as a dear person that you wish nothing but the best for. Recognizing the wonderful qualities they have and how it feels for you to be around them right now. And to provide some stability for the mind, we can start to generate thoughts of loving kindness towards them that express our deepest wishes for their well-being and ease. Simple wishes, such as may be happy, may you be peaceful, may you be at ease. And just notice if there are any particular wishes you have for this dear person in your life. Maybe peace, safety, health, contentment. And very carefully offer each phrase as a beautiful gift from your heart to theirs, connecting to the meaning of the phrase and then pausing between each phrase to allow the feelings of loving kindness to gradually, slowly, and naturally arise. So listening quietly, inwardly, to the effect of each phrase on your heart. And then repeating the next phrase. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. May you be at ease. And just find your own speed. If your mind is restless, agitated, chatty, you may wish to repeat these phrases closer together. Or if you're calm and the metta's already flowing, you can pause a little longer between each phrase, keeping this being in mind and staying connected to the feelings in your heart, in your body, as you suffuse this person with loving kindness. Noticing this person receiving your loving kindness, becoming increasingly relaxed, happy, and whatever you wish for them. Noticing your heart respond. not trying to bring up a particular feeling or force loving kindness to arise, but just trusting your intention, trusting that this is enough, that gradually you're inclining your mind towards wholesome states, states of freedom, states of love. And if you wish, you can continue with this loved person and allow the metta to build, or gently shift your focus to a person who's doing quite well in life. A person who may be celebrating today. Person who has found their path in life. Maybe they have a loving partner. A wonderful job or a child. Maybe they're safe. Healthy, whatever is a cause for rejoicing and feeling happiness for them. Try not to choose someone you have feelings of jealousy towards, but someone you can genuinely rejoice with. May also be a person who you're friends with, or someone that you don't really know, but you can see they're doing well and that brings you happiness. And bring them to mind as though they too were sitting with you. And you could see from their face that they're well. You don't have any worries about them. And carry on sending loving kindness, changing the words if you wish, to suit this person, to suit your wishes for them. staying connected to the feelings in your heart, in your body. Continuing to repeat the phrases. The practice of right thought and listening in those spaces between each phrase. Allowing the mind to incline to the feelings of loving kindness, the meaning of those wishes for them. And if you feel so inclined, you can now gently shift over to someone who is struggling in some way. Staying connected to your own heart, your own physical feelings, emotional feelings. Not moving into their feelings, We're just bringing them to mind and wishing them well. Holding them tenderly with kindness and care. And just noticing any feelings that arise, allowing them to be. Noticing if the feelings of metta change and adapt, or maybe they remain the same. When you bring to mind a person who is sad or experiencing loss, struggling in some way, and now letting these three people go, staying again connected to your own heart, your own feelings. We're going to start spreading loving kindness outwards. First of all, to all friendly people, all the people we consider friends. Perhaps beginning with people in this room, practicing together with one another's best interests at heart. Perhaps including family and other friends. Perhaps including most beings if you feel friendly towards them. Just allowing the metta to spread outwards in every direction. To all friendly people, all friendly beings, including animals, insects, birds, even friendly beings from other realms. The Deva realms. Maybe other life forms on other planets. Imagine this loving kindness energy radiating outwards, perhaps visualizing a particular color or texture. To help it to spread. Maybe just an energy that you can feel emanating outwards from this virtual room into the world, into the universe. And bringing to mind all beings in every direction who are right now doing well. They're safe. They may be enjoying their lives. They may be recovering from a sickness, doing well in their career. Abiding happily content, enough to eat, a place to sleep, all beings who are doing well right now, who are happy to some degree, bringing them to mind, including the animals, insects, and birds. Who are thriving, whose habitats are intact, perhaps migrated to a warmer place. The animals who are beloved pets, all beings who are doing well, who are safe. Who are happy right now. And if the loving kindness feels expansive enough, just bringing to mind, inviting in all beings or some beings who may be struggling right now. People who are grieving. Who are unsafe, or maybe don't have enough to eat. People who just feel sad, lost, or empty. People who are cold. Recognizing this too as a part of every human experience from time to time and every experience in every realm. If not now in the higher realms, then these beings too will experience some sadness, some difficulty at some point on their journey through life. So So allowing that love and kindness to include all beings who right now are struggling in some way. Holding your good wishes in heart. Staying connected to your wish for these beings' happiness, freedom from suffering, and peace. The beautiful intention that's developing in your heart. And actually imagining suffering beings being free from pain. Imagining all beings being at peace, safe, well, happy, at ease. All beings in every realm. All beings. And now very gently coming back into this room with the perception of all your fellow meditators sitting here, holding them once again in your heart. All our spiritual friends. And then coming back gently into your own body, your own space. To this being, yourself, who is sometimes friendly, sometimes a friend, sometimes happy, sometimes sad, sometimes healthy, sometimes sick. Sometimes someone else's difficult person, just like everyone else. And allow thoughts and wishes of goodwill to suffuse your own body and mind, unconditionally wishing yourself well. With whatever language, whatever sentiments you wish, imagining loving kindness spreading through your body and mind, touching every little cell, every thought, every mood, every version of yourself. Changing phenomena. May I be happy, truly content. May I be healthy. May I be free. And allowing yourself to receive loving kindness. Sabbe sata, sabbe pana, sabbe Sabebuta. Sabe pugala. Sabe atabawa pariapana. Sabaitio. Sabe purisa. Sabe aria. Sabe anaria. Sabe deva. Sabe manusa. Sabe winipadika. Awea hontu. Abhyapaja hontu. Aniga hontu. Sukhiyatanam pavihavantu. Dukkha munjantu. Yadalada sampatito. Mawe gachantu. Kamasaka. I'm feeling the energy of the loving kindness once again in your body and in your mind. Just recognizing how you feel now and staying close to any feelings of well-being and ease. Keeping them close. Staying connected even as you open your eyes to end the meditation. And if you wish, we can do our three big sadhus to congratulate ourselves and each other for practicing together today. Sadhu means very good, well done, excellent, and it's energizing for the mind. So give it all you've got. Sadhu. 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 Good old Matthias and many others giving it everything. So you can have a stretch as well. Come back into your body, feel the body, feeling good. And as I said, keeping one part of your mind inside with yourself and with any feelings from the metta practice. So I'd love to know how that was for you. And if you want to write in the chat or raise your hand. We've got a few minutes, just a few minutes. There's also a link to a teaching I'm giving on Monday evening. More about compassion. Lots of cake coming. They haven't forgotten it's your birthday. I think you should come and say hi at this point. Yeah, because Hannah's here too. I don't know if her video's on or... Yeah, we can't see her, but you can. Maybe she can see you. So, yeah. Here's the birthday girl. 38, so young. 38 years young. I guess it's your first birthday as a seminary, actually. Birthday as a nun. That was really cool.
Nice to see everyone.
Yeah. It's a huge group today. 40 there were. And still are, actually, because some are double. And there's some cats in joining in. Cats. Rachel's got a beautiful cat who seemed really...
Oh, she's
like, hello, gonna hello from Hannah.
Yay. Hello.
That's very nice. Any comments or questions, please put a word in the chat at the very least to say what you're noticing in your body and mind right now. It's always inspiring to hear that. Happy birthday, Simon. Mm-hmm. See how much cake? Cake.
So much cake.
Uh-huh. Okay. I found it surprisingly hard to find a person in my life that was entirely happy or blessed with fortune. Of course, yeah. That would be weird. They'd have to be an arahat, I think. I'd have to be fully enlightened to be entirely happy. But maybe I should have qualified that with somewhat happy, that you can connect to their happiness. But you're quite right. It did worry you slightly. Every time you saw a person in a happy state, I couldn't help seeing their problems in their life. I guess I have a sober phase right now, as there have been a few incidents in my life with a few people who've suffered a loss. It didn't affect me negatively. It just made me more connected to people in general. I actually had tears in my eyes. Beautiful. That's really wonderful. And I just love this practice because it can tell us so much about ourselves, about our current state of mind and what we're noticing, and also the world around us, the world we live in, and our relationship to that. So that's beautiful. The fact that you could, you know, you could see a person that was happy and you could also see they have difficulties. Sometimes that can be a sort of negativity bias, that we're more attuned to the problems in the world, but it seems that you're able to hold both there. And yeah, recognize that partly that's conditioned by your perceptions at this time, the sober phase that's happening, which is natural. If you, sometimes it all comes at once, you know, and that can be really overwhelming. So it's great that you could hold that without any negative effect. And even what we call negative is just something to work with, you know, and feeling that connection. Yeah, beautiful. I'm so glad that was moving for you. That shows the practice is actually going to a experiential level. It's moving the heart. It's opening the heart. So that is one of the most beautiful qualities of loving kindness, that it opens our heart. Thanks for holding such a welcoming space for practice. Your first time. Excellent. I'm really glad that you could be with us today. Yeah, I noticed you there and I notice you now with a smile, so it's lovely. Please come again. I'm glad you were with us today. Does this happen every Saturday? Would love to join again. It's probably twice or three times a month, depending on my schedule. So please look on the website. The dates are there, at least the next dates, and I'll be kind of updating the dates on the website and also in our newsletter as we go through the year. So probably every couple of weeks, but sometimes, you know, it's twice a month, but sometimes the weeks are together. It just depends on my other teaching commitments. But I try to space it out so that you have something to offer you a little support. I felt my heart open further when giving metta to someone who's not going so well. Beautiful. Yeah, it can, especially if we prepare our hearts first with the easier people. And then that's in a sense when metta can really take off, because it's needed, right? Metta kind of responds to a need. So if there are people who are not doing so well, in your words, then it will actually increase sometimes in strength if it's really connected and if it's really ready for that opening. Thank you for the wonderful meditation. Awesome, feeling more connected. This is great that the word connection's coming through. Strangely made me aware of the fragility of life and the need for refuge in the three gems. Beautiful, yeah. I find that it's easier for me to generate metta through compassion, harder through mudita. Okay, yeah. Actually, that's usually done third. So interesting. I just wanted to make sure that people were resourced before going on to the difficult, more difficult potentially. But the sequence of the Brahma Viharas is metta, then karuna, then mudita, because mudita, which is a kind of metta towards someone who is doing well, can raise feelings of resentment or jealousy, or maybe it is just harder to find someone in the first place who you can rejoice with. Yeah, actually came to mind for me a person that was mentioned to me this morning by a friend in Hawaii. At the moment, Bhante Buddhaketa is visiting Hawaii. He's a Ugandan monk and he's doing amazing things in Uganda for Ugandan people. I think a lot are Indian, actually, who are ordaining in his monastery. And Black Ugandans as well. And he's full of joy and happiness himself. So it was, he came to mind at that time. Yeah. Because the first thought, I must say, when she said how well he was doing and how much he was doing in Uganda, it was, well, it's much easier if you're male, and it's much easier in a country where there are a lot of Indian people or whatever, like it's conditions, right? Like, because sometimes we say this person's doing well, this person's doing less well. It's, you can't really measure it. So that was interesting. And then I just thought, forget that. You know, he's just doing brilliant things and he's such a sunshine, actually, a real sunshine energy. So, yeah, sometimes we can go to people who are more virtuous or who are really quite well practiced as a person to spread mudita towards, that can be helpful. Okay. Mudita, definitely a focus for me to develop more. Great. Thank you. I felt tears when connecting with a person in struggle, but could stay with the metta. Beautiful. Lovely. Lovely. And tears can be part of metta. Warm birthday hug for Samaneri Upachala. Seminaire. Is that actually a word? I know you meant to say Samaneri, but I'm just wondering, that sounds pretty cool. Thank you for holding the space. So useful. Despite losing my connection, it didn't disturb the metta. Lovely. Happy birthday again. And from Shirley. And thank you for your lovely guidance. Feeling more peaceful with an additional sweet feeling in the heart. Yeah, that's a nice comment too, because, you were saying that you were practicing before with Ajahn Brahm, and he's probably not doing metta per se, but metta adds the sweetness. Metta kind of has this specific quality of warmth, pleasantness, piti, sukha. Not always, but, this is what can grow more quickly sometimes with metta practice. Much happier now, metta to this lovely group. Fantastic. So thank you all for being here once again. I've kept you a few minutes longer, so I will release you now. And, of course, you're always welcome to release yourself. We want freedom and not imprisonment in our lives. So if you'd like to, you may wave goodbye. Usually there's a link in the chat for how to support us. Can we put that in as well? And also the link above if you want to join on Zoom. Oh, yeah, that's already there as well. Wonderful. So please make sure you copy and paste anything you wish before we close the meeting room. But first, we will wave goodbye.